Yael, how do I really know how much I weigh?
Well, Don, is your bathroom scale accurate?
They say it is, but how do they know?
Ultimately, it all comes down to international standards, maintained by the International Bureau of Weights and Measures, headquartered near Paris in France. The weight of an object depends on both its mass and the pull of gravity. Mass is more fundamental because it's the same everywhere, regardless of gravity. So, the kilogram was officially defined as the mass of a particular cylinder of platinum alloy cast in 1879 and stored in a special vault at the headquarters.
You've got to be kidding. What if a scratch or gunk on the surface caused it to change slightly? All our measurements would be off. And what if that piece of metal got lost or stolen?
Measurement scientists have been worried, too. They've worked for years to find a better standard. Extremely accurate measurements are becoming more important for science, medicine, and business. In 2018, the experts adopted a solution. They redefined the scale for measuring mass using a fundamental constant of physics called Planck's constant. The constant is always the same, everywhere and always.
What the heck is Planck's constant?
It's a relationship discovered in 1900 by physicist Max Planck between the frequency and energy of a photon, the fundamental particle of light. We can use quantum physics to relate electrical power to Planck's constant, and then use a device called a Kibble balance to relate electrical power to mass. With this new technology, we never need to worry about losing that cylinder again.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.